It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll unleash Bound Alive. Talk with Jack Sculler about the Sculler's Career Gear Benefit Show at Hill Country on October 24th. Turn up Out of Bounds and check in with Joe Amabile of Sister Salvation. They're opening for Puddle of Mud on October 20th and Fuel on October 27th. But first, joining us over the phone is Kenny Dubman. His latest album, American Songbook, is out now, and you can catch him with an all-star band at the St. Nazaré Park on Friday, November 30th. Kenny, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Hey, always a pleasure, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's always awesome to have you on the show. And speaking of shows, you've got a big one coming up on November 30th. Playing with you, you've got Eric Winicky on bass, Matt Wade on organ, John Hummel on drums, and our good friend Matt O'Ree on guitar. Tell us how this show came together.
Well, I'm trying to get Matt to play with me in my band for quite some time. And, you know, he had some obligations he couldn't really get out of. And when he got free of them, he actually called me and said, hey, I'm ready to go. Having somebody like him playing a co-lead guitar definitely frees me up a lot to concentrate more on, you know, singing and, you know, kind of fronting the band and not have to worry about juggling every little part. Plus, he's a ripping guitar player, so I'm really excited about it.
I know. I have seen that, witnessed that firsthand, and I think that's going to be so cool having both of you ripping back and forth on guitar. Any chance we might get like a little shred off?
Yeah, there'll be several, I think.
How could someone get tickets for this show?
Saint Box Office or Saint Online, either way. I should mention right now that it's more than half sold out already.
Wow.
It's a very small place, as anyone that's around in this area knows. It's 150 is a sellout, so I think we're about 80 deep right now. So
get your tickets while you can. TheSaintNJ.com. Now, your album American Songbook's out now. It's a full acoustic album. I believe you recorded it live at the Wonder Bar, right?
Yeah, it was done live. It just, you know, I decided to have somebody come down and record it, and it just luckily it turned out well enough to be able to release, and I'm pretty happy about it. I'm not sure that people really knew what to make of me putting out an acoustic record as compared to the reaction I got from Reckless Abandon. But, you know, it's something I wanted to do. I just kind of, honestly, you know, I do this stuff for myself, really. And if people dig it, that's great. And if not, I'm okay with it. I'm real proud of it. I think the songwriting is pretty intense. And I love the way it came out.
How could someone get a copy of American Songbook?
It's everywhere. It's on Spotify. They can buy a CD on CD Baby. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon. It's literally everywhere.
And how could somebody find out more about Kenny Dubman?
Honestly, Tom, the best way to find out about me is just Google my name, and you'll come up with a wealth of stuff on Google. I mean, from my own website to articles to interviews to stuff on YouTube, it's really the best way to do it.
The track we're doing is Walking Away. Tell us about this tune.
Walking Away is something different for me. It's almost like a country blues. You know, I've been listening to a lot of different stuff over the past few years, and I think that was, you know, some of the influence came out there. But it's actually my favorite tune on the record. It's got a really cool slide solo, and there's slide throughout the whole tune, and it's my favorite. So hope you guys dig it.
Kenny Dubman, grab his American Songbook album now, and don't miss him at the St. Nazaré Park on November 30th with a bunch of talented musicians, including Matt O'Ree. Tickets are selling out fast. Get them while you can. Kenny, thank you so much for holding into the podcast.
Hey, man, always a pleasure.
Same here, dude. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Kenny Dubman with Walking Away on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
All right, this one's called Walking Away. I think we've all been there. You'll see what I mean.
You were the bandage. Turns out you're the wound, and these stitches ain't coming out anytime soon. You are the anchor I can't seem to weigh. Please show me some mercy. I'll walk in away. Running on empty since you came along. Everybody's talking, they thought I was strong. But there's only so much sorrow this poor heart can take. Please show me some mercy by walking away. Come on, girl. Now your pillow is empty, but I ain't gonna cry. 'Cause outside my window is a blue cloudy sky. I bask in my redemption with each passing day. I took back my freedom by walking away. Yeah, I took back my freedom by walking away.
Hey everyone, this is Jorge Avila with Bound Alive, and you're listening to Tom Henley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Yeah!
Whoa!
Bound Alive with Fake on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss them at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville on Saturday, October 20th. They're opening for Mushroomhead. Learn more at BoundAlive.com and StarlandBallroom.com. On the phone is Jack Sculler of the Scullers. Catch them Wednesday, October 24th at Hill Country in New York City for a special benefit for Career Gear. Jack, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on.
It's always a pleasure. We had you on the on-air show a couple of weeks ago, and we have you on the podcast now to talk about this special benefit you're doing. First of all, tell us about your involvement with Career Gear.
So we recorded a cover of Richard Hell's song, I'm Your Man, and the proceeds from the song benefited Career Gear, which is a great nonprofit organization that promotes economic independence of low-income men. They have a job readiness program and professional development series and a mentoring program, and they give them a support network that helps men re-enter or re-enter the workforce. So they're an incredible group of people, and we're benefiting them at Hill Country, so there's going to be lots of a really great barbecue, and the Scullers are curating a designer outfit that'll be auctioned off as part of the fundraiser, so you don't want to miss that.
If someone wants to buy a copy of your Richard Hell cover, I'm Your Man, how can they do that?
You can get a copy of our cover on any digital platform. It's out everywhere, iTunes, Bandcamp, and Spotify. So make sure you check that out. My mom did the artwork for it, so, you know, at least check out the artwork.
And, of course, tickets for the Career Gear benefit are available at careergear.com?
Yes, tickets for careergear.org, and also on our website and our Facebook page, The Scullers.
What's the best way for someone to stay up with everything The Scullers are up to?
The best way for people to keep up with us is to go to our website, thescullers.com, and sign up on our mailing list. You'll get a newsletter and check up on us, because we're going to be recording some new songs soon, and we're super stoked about that. Let's put that out. And also Instagram and Twitter, we're at @the_Scullers.
On the podcast, we're not going to do the Richard Hell cover. It kicks ass. We played it on The Rat, but as it is a cover, legally speaking, we're not sure if we could do it on a downloadable show. So we're going to do one of your original tunes here on the podcast, off of the Meet the Scullers EP. Tell us about Meet Me in Memphis.
Yeah, before I formed the Scullers, I recorded some holiday songs at Sun Studio in Memphis, you know, where Elvis and Johnny Cash got started. And I think the initial ideas for Meet Me in Memphis were bubbling to the surface as soon as I walked in, because I was thrilled to record my music in the same place as those guys. You know, they're my idols. But once it was time to get to work, I almost forgot where I was, and it was just me. You know, I was charged up and transported to another time. I think you can hear it on the record. So Meet Me in Memphis is about letting loose in a city that changed my life.
Jack Sculler of the Scullers. Catch them Wednesday, October 24th at Hill Country in New York City for a special benefit for Career Gear. Jack, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Tom, thank you so much, man. It's been great.
Hell yeah, bro. Right now, let's do that track. Here's the Scullers with Meet Me in Memphis on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I'll go to Memphis, baby. Don't need you around. I'll go to Memphis, darling. Like this, you never meet me in Memphis. You wouldn't let me be like this. I can finally breathe like this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, it's Dave, the rock doc from Out of Bounds, and you listen to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah.
Out of Bounds on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their album Blacked Out. You can score it at outofboundsrocks.com and catch them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on October 26th. You can also hear them on the On Air show next week. Learn more at brightonbar.com and tune to Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat at 11:30 on October 23rd, 24th, and 25th to hear more from Bound Alive. Joining us over the phone is Joe Amabile of Sister Salvation. You can catch them October 20th, opening for Puddle of Mud, and then October 27th, opening for Fuel. Both shows are going down at One Center Square in Easton, Pennsylvania. Joe, thanks for rolling into the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on, man. And your band has a very interesting element to it that not a lot of bands possess. It's made up of family members, right?
Yes, it is. I have my son is the drummer in the band. My nephew is actually the bass player in the band.
And you guys are currently working on an album called, it's titled My Mind. I know it's due out sometime early next year. How's that going?
It's going good. We're in the studio currently working right now at Midnight Studios in Easton, Pennsylvania. And it's plugging away. We're doing well.
And of course, speaking of Easton, Pennsylvania, you're playing two shows there, back-to-back weeks. October 20th, Puddle of Mud, and October 27th with Fuel. What can people expect from a Sister Salvation performance?
You can expect nothing but 100% energy. We go on stage, and from the first note, we don't stop until the last note, and we believe in going out and giving a 100% performance and not stopping until the show is over.
For either of those shows, October 20th, when you're opening for Puddle of Mud, or October 27th with Fuel, how could someone get tickets?
We are actually offering discounted tickets. You can go to our website. It's sisterrocks.com. And you'll see a link right on the top of our page. It'll say get tickets here. Click there and you can get tickets for all of our shows. And we always discount our tickets a little bit. So we want people there. We want people to hear us. We want to get our sound out there and our music out there.
Now, most of the time when I'm mentioning a show on the air, I'm usually promoting it in a place like Asbury Park or Long Branch or New Brunswick, Clifton, New York City. I don't think I've ever promoted one over in Easton, Pennsylvania before. Tell us about the venue. I've never been there.
The venue is actually a really great music venue. It's fairly new. It's only about a year old. It's right in the center square of Easton. A lot of great restaurants there. So if you're coming out, come early, eat at one of the restaurants. But the venue is totally redone. Brand new, great sound system. It has a balcony, couple bars, really great place to see shows. We actually opened up 2 months ago. We opened up for Buck Cherry out there. And it's just a great venue to go see a show at.
If someone's coming from maybe Monmouth or Ocean County, what's the best way to get there?
I would say probably Parkway to 287, then 287 to Route 78, and just head west. Easton is the first town over the border.
And the track we're doing is Rewind. Tell us about this song.
Lyrically, it was written by me, and you know, it just recaps a time in my life where you wish you could just take a step back and do things over once again.
Joe Amabile of Sister Salvation. Catch them October 20th, opening for Puddle of Mud, and October 27th, opening for Fuel. Both shows are at One Center Square in Easton, Pennsylvania. Joe, thanks for going into the show.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you having me.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's see that track. Here's Sister Salvation with Rewind on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Laying alone in my empty bed, scattered visions of your clear. Just let me live and let me be. What was it mean? What can I leave? What was it mean? Just let me be. Rewind and take it all away.
Mr. Salvation with Rewind on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. You have two opportunities to catch them opening for national touring acts coming up. October 20th, they're opening for Puddle of Mud. And October 27th, they're rocking with Fuel. Both shows are at One Center Square. It's a relatively new venue right over the border in Easton, Pennsylvania. Learn more at SisterSalvationBand.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Monday for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and Club Rat at WRAT.com to have delivered straight to your email. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at JerseyRock@WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.